Blog Talk Radio.
Supplication, that's another word for prayer. In the day of my trouble, I will call upon you, for you will answer me. Among the gods, there is none like you, O Yah, nor are there any works like your works. All nations whom you have made shall come and worship before you, O Yah, and shall glorify means to honor your name, for you are great and do wondrous things. You alone are God. Teach me your way, O Yah. I will walk in your truth. Unite my heart to fear your name. I will praise you, O Yah, my God, with all my heart, and I will glorify your name forevermore, for great is your mercy towards me. That sounds like a song. Let's say it again. For great is your mercy toward me, and you have delivered my soul from the depths of Sheol. Other names for Sheol is the grave or death. Oh God, the proud have risen against me, and a mob of violent men have sought my life, and have not yet you before them. But you, O Yah, are a God full of compassion and graciousness and gracious. Let me read that again. But you, O Yah, are a God full of compassion, that's one, and gracious, two, long-suffering, that's three, and abundant in mercy, that's four, and true, that's five. Oh, turn to me and have mercy on me. Give your strength to your servant and save the son of your maid servant. Show me a sign for good, that those who hate me may see it and be ashamed. Because you, Yah, have helped me and comforted me. I have read to you the entire Psalms 86, a prayer for mercy with meditation on the excellencies of Yah. And I say the word Yah because in the books of Isaiah, chapter 12, verse 2, as well as in Isaiah, chapter 26, verse 4, Yah is the name of the Lord. So instead of saying Lord, I say Yah. See, let's have a word of prayer to our Father in heaven. Our Father, God in heaven, we love sheep, humble ourselves to you in prayer. We praise you and thank you for sending your Son to redeem us so that we will be with you forever in paradise. Thank you for keeping natural disasters away from Detroit, Michigan, your blessed city. We sheep come with praise and thanksgiving to you, Father God, for giving us sane, sound mind, excellent health, courage, boldness, wisdom, understanding, knowledge, peace, love, family, prosperity in all things, and especially for awakening our mind from this deep sleep to your truth. We praise you and we give thanks. This prayer is said in your Son's name. Amen. This is the Feed My Sheep Show. I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everybody. Your only day in the Bible that you are to remember to keep holy and do no work. You'll find that written in the Old Testament book of Exodus, chapter 20, verses 8 through 10. You are to have your New King James Version of the Bible with you, a pen or pencil, paper, and a cup of water if need be. I want you to follow me to the book of Isaiah, chapter 49, verse 14. But before we get there, there are some things that or scriptures, Bible verses that I've told you before that I want you sheep to read over. I want you to turn with me to the book of Jeremiah. And I don't want to lose my page here. So Jeremiah chapter 10. Just bear with me for a moment. I should have had this ready for you, because I hate losing time. I'm not a fast reader, as you know. Okay, Jeremiah chapter 10. We're going to read quickly through verses 1 through 4. And what I want you to know is that you're not supposed to have a false idol. Here's a word which the Lord speaks to you, O house of Israel. Thus says Yah, do not learn the way of the Gentiles. Do not be dismayed. Dismayed means to dread or terrify at the signs of heaven. For the Gentiles are dismayed at them, for the customs of the people are futile. That means they're worthless. For one cuts a tree from the forest, and that sounds like Christmas. They work the work of the hen, the work of the hands of the workmen with an axe. So he's telling you that they go into the forest and they cut down a tree. Verse 4, they decorate it with silver and gold. They fasten it with nails and hammer so it will not topple. So I'm telling you, sheep, not to participate in Christmas. You will save money that way. You won't, your electric bill will not be as high. Other books of the Bible that I want you to read over, turn with me to the book of Leviticus. It's, what is it? Exodus. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. Okay, that's the third book of the Bible. Turn to verse 18, chapter 18. And I want you to remember this. Chapter 18, verse, it says, you shall not lie with a male as with a woman. It is an abomination. It's disgusting. It's a thing that God does not want you to practice. It's a deviant homosexual act. So don't do that. Now, turn with me over to the next page, Leviticus chapter 19. Verse 28, it says, you shall not make any cuttings in your flesh for the dead, comma, nor tattoo any marks on you. I am Yah, the Lord. So what do you not understand about nor to make any tattoo marks on you? In my other Bible, it doesn't say tattoos. I don't have my Bible, other Bible close to me. There's another word that used, but in this book, in the New King James Version of the book, it says the word tattoos. So don't do that. And then, lastly, once you read the Bible, you start learning stuff. Now, I've been in church for many, many, many years. Didn't learn this until I started reading this Bible. I want you to turn to Isaiah chapter 13, verse 8. These are things that you have learned while listening to me. And I waste a lot of time. But that's okay, because I want to say this. I want you to read the last verse. Isaiah chapter 13, the last sentence in verse 8. Their faces will be like flames. And I want you to think about whose face turns like flames when they get upset or angry. Now, the last thing that I want to do is acknowledge a brave, strong, peaceful, great man that made his transition December 5th. He's gone on to be with the ancestors, Nelson Mandela. Love you forever. Now, sheep, let's turn to Isaiah 49, verse 14. God will remember Zion. And Zion, some people say Zion, but I say Zion. And another name for Zion is Jerusalem. So we are going to read from Isaiah 49, verse 14. Let's read together. Now, my Bible reads a little differently from yours. So listen. But Zion said, Yah has forsaken me. Forsaken means forgotten, deserted, or abandoned. And my Yah has forgotten me. Can a woman forget her nursing child and not have compassion on the son of her womb? Surely they may forget, yet I will not forget you. See, I have inscribed you on the palms of my hand. Now, inscribe means to engrave or write. It does not mean tattoo. At least that's what I'm saying. Your walls are continually before me. Your sons shall make haste. Your destroyers are those who laid you waste, shall go away from you. Amen. Lift up your eyes, look around and see. All these gather together and come to you. As I live, says Yah, you shall surely clothe yourselves with them all as an ornament and bind them on you as a bride does. For your waste and desolate places, the land of your destruction, will even now be too small for the inhabitants, and those who swallow you up will be far away. Thank you, Heavenly Father. The children you have, after you have lost the others, will say again in your ears, the place is too small for me. Give me a place where I may dwell. Then you will say in your heart, and whenever I say the word heart, I think of mine. So then I will say in mine, who has begotten these for me? Since I have lost my children and am desolate. And desolate means empty or vacant. A captive and wandering. Wandering means to stroll or to walk to and fro. And who has brought these up? There I was left alone. But these, where were they? Thus says the Lord God. Behold, I will lift my hand in an oath to the nations and set up my standard for the people. They shall bring you your sons in their arms, and your daughters shall be carried on their shoulders. Kings shall be your foster fathers, and their queens your nursing mothers. They shall bow down to you with their faces to the earth and lick the dust off your feet. Then you will know that I am Yah, the Lord. For they shall not be ashamed who wait for me. Shall the prey, and prey is something or someone that's hunted, usually for the kill. For instance, a deer is hunted, or a fox. Those are the prey. And in this situation, it's captive people. Let's read verse 24 again. Shall the prey be taken from the mighty, or the captives of the righteous be delivered? But thus says Yah, even the captives of the mighty shall be taken away, and the prey of the terrible be delivered. For I will contend. Contend means to deal with. It says, I will contend with him who contends with you. Amen to that. And I will save your children. I will feed those who, verse 26, I will feed those who oppress you with their own flesh, and they shall be drunk with their own blood as with sweet wine. All flesh shall know that I am Yah. I am your Savior and your Redeemer, the mighty one of Jacob. See, we have finished reading the reading chapter 49 of the book of Isaiah. Let's read further. Chapter 50, the servant, Israel's hope. Thus says Yah, where is the certificate of your mother's divorce, whom I've put away? Or which is my creditors, is it to whom I've sold you? For your iniquities you have sold yourselves, and for your transgressions, those are your sins, your mother has been put away. Oh, why, when I came, was there no man? Why, when I called, was there none to answer? Is my hand shortened at all that it cannot redeem, or have I no power to deliver? Indeed, with my rebuke, and rebuke is being admonishment or scold or criticize, I will dry up the sea. I will make the rivers a wilderness. Their fish stink. My other Bible says their fish rot because there is no water, and die of thirst. I close the heavens with blackness, and let's see, I lost my place for a moment. Oh, and I make sackcloth their covering. And I'm trying to see what how much time I have. Okay, you know what a sackcloth is? A sackcloth is like a bag where you will cut a spot out for your head and two spots you will cut out for your arms, and then you will put that bag over you. That is a sackcloth. And I will make sackcloth their covering. Verse 4, we're in chapter 50 of Isaiah. The Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned. Tongues mean language, or languages when you put an S on it. The tongue of the learned, the language of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him who is weary. Weary means tired. He awakens me morning by morning. Amen to that. When you consider the alternative, and the alternative, you know, is death. He awakens my ear to hear as the learned. Thank you for that, Heavenly Father. The Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. Rebellious means disobedient or defiant. Nor did I turn away. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who plucked out the beard. I did not hide my face from shame and spitting. You know what spitting is. That's the saliva or the juice that's in your mouth, and you spit on somebody. That's not nice. Verse 7 of chapter 50, for the Lord God will help me. Therefore, I will not be disgraced. Therefore, I have set my face like a flint, and a flint is hard rock. And I know that I will not be ashamed. He is near who justifies. Justifies also means vindicates me, who will contend with me. Let us stand together. Who is my adversary? And your adversary, that's one of your accusers. And at least that's what my other Bible says, an accuser. Let him come near me. Surely the Lord God will help me. Who is he who will condemn me? Indeed, they will grow old like a garment. The moth will eat them up. I have 5 minutes more. Who among you fear Yah? Who obeys the voice of his servant, who walks in darkness and has no light? Let him trust in the name of Yah and rely upon his God. Look all around who kindles a fire, who encircles yourselves with sparks. Walk in the light of your fire and in the sparks of your kindle. This you shall have for my hand. You shall lie down in torment. Torment means agony or suffering, torture. That finishes reading chapter 50. Let's start reading chapter 51. Yah comforts Zion. 51 verse 1. Listen to me, you who follow after righteousness, you who seek Yah. Look to the rock from which you were hewn. Hewn, H-E-W-N, means to have been cut from or cut out of. And the hole of the pit from which you were dug. Look to Abraham, your father, and to Sarah, who bore you. For I called him alone and blessed him and increased him. For Yah will comfort Zion. Again, Zion is Jerusalem. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her a wilderness. He will make her a wilderness. And wilderness, another word for wilderness, is desert, like Eden. And all her deserts, like the garden of Eden. Joy and gladness will be found in it. Thanksgiving and the voice of melody. Listen to me, my people, and give ear to me, O my nation. For law will proceed. Proceed means to come forth or originate from me. This is what Yah is saying. And I will make my justice rest as a light to the people. I am going to stop here at verse 5, and we'll pick up reading there next time. Let's, before I have a word of prayer, I want you sheep to learn to hear the sound of a shofar. It's spelled S-H-O-F-A-R. That is an ancient horn, and it's another word for trumpet. And I think I have heard that sound twice. I heard it yesterday. I said, oh, my God, I hope I'm not losing it. Let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Father in heaven, we sheep thank you for all the things that you do for us, especially your constant protection from the evil one. We thank you for leading us not into temptation and delivering us from evil. We thank you for giving us this day our daily bread and forgiving us our debts as we forgive our debtors. In your son's name I pray. Amen. Sheep, I want you to purchase this book. It's, I almost said Bible. It is a book that I have learned to live by. It's called How to Eat and Live Longer by Dr. Reginald Eady. It's spelled E-A-D-I-E. When you find doctors at DMC, go to www.eatandliverlonger.com and purchase this book. God wants us to eat well, too. Remember, I want you to take our Father in heaven with you everywhere you go. And if it's God's will, I'll be back with you next time.
Love. Walk on through temptation, 'cause he